listener production.
Hey, Bension Siebert here, and welcome to part two of The Briefing's three-part investigative series into the risky new frontier of Australia's online healthcare system. I want to tell you how I got onto this story. Mid-last year, I woke up with a blocked nose, sore throat. It was the first time calling in sick to this job, and I get real nervous calling in sick at the best of times. But I do it, go back to bed, find something to watch on Netflix. Partway through the day, that same anxiety hits, and I think, I should get a doctor's certificate. But by this time, GP clinics near me are well and truly booked. They probably wouldn't let me in with potential COVID symptoms anyway. And being completely honest with you here, I did not want to spend $60 on it. So instead, I Google medical certificate and find a website offering them. Lots of websites, actually. I spend $20 and book what I think will be a phone call with a GP. The time comes, no phone call. So I call them instead. And on the other end is not a doctor. It's some other person who says the doctor will not be speaking with me, but my medical certificate was already in my inbox. Huh. So no assessment, no consultation, no medical advice, just a medical certificate signed by a registered Australian doctor certifying that I am unable to work that day due to a medical condition. But how did that doctor know I was sick if they hadn't spoken to me? And what if I had something more serious than a cold and I would have benefited from some medical advice? Is this just one rogue doctor or one rogue business, or is it part of something bigger? I had to find out.
So, Bension, you've roped me in your sting. I don't know if you want to use that.
Maybe we will.
see where we go.
And I roped my colleagues in to help.
You asked me to attempt to get medical certificates.
Hello. Is this mic on?
We tried to order medical certificates from 10 different Australian companies, representing the whole spectrum, from an independent website run by a single doctor to a massive corporation worth over $130 million.
So the first provider I tried was UpDoc.
I created an account on Instant Scripts, which is one of the big ones from what I can tell.
Each of these sites is set up in a similar kind of way. First, you put in name and contact details. Then there's a tick box questionnaire. Depending on the website, that questionnaire has a list of mild symptoms to choose from. Flu-like symptoms, a headache, that kind of thing. Many of them have a free text box for you to describe what's going on. Some of these websites have an option for a proper telehealth consult, that is actually talking to a doctor, but it's the tick box online form section for medical certificates that has experts worried. And all of these sites ask you to confirm that you're not in a medical emergency.
The screen says, "Are you feeling unfit for work today due to general illness?" Yes. "Do your symptoms require urgent medical attention?" No.
Now, as we heard in the last episode, there is a whole multitude of apparently mild symptoms that can indicate a medical emergency, red flags that almost no one without a medical degree would know to worry about. So in ordering these medical certificates, we wanted to choose a symptom no competent medical professional should ignore, but also that millions of Australians wouldn't necessarily know means emergency, call 000. A Monash University study last year found one in five Australian adults, that would be more than 4 million people, cannot name a heart attack symptom, and only 57% of those surveyed knew chest pain was one of them. Think about it. If you had to name five signs of a potential heart attack right now, could you?
The first provider I tried was UpDoc. They actually filtered me out because chest pain was a condition that they wouldn't allow you to get a medical certificate for online. So far, so good.
Several of the services we test simply exclude us as patients when we tick a box that says chest pain. One site automatically brings up a big red banner in capital letters that says, "You should seek urgent medical review or contact 000. There's even a button you can click to FaceTime 000. Chef's kiss. Others simply don't let us click through further on the form. But not all of these sites exclude us because we tell them we have chest pain. One Wednesday afternoon, I order a medical certificate on the basis that I have a sensation of pain in my chest. I feel like I need the day off work. Should be better tomorrow. Nothing comes through in my inbox. No phone call. On Thursday morning, I send an email asking where the medical certificate I paid for was. Then, at 10:35 a.m, to whom it may concern, this is to certify that Bension Siebert has a medical condition and will be unfit for work today. So here it is. A medical certificate for a day off work sent to a patient who says they have chest pain, signed by a general practitioner registered in Australia with no follow-up. No advice to get emergency medical assessment or call 000. At 1:15 that afternoon, I order another certificate for a day off work with chest pain from another website. Almost 2 hours later, the certificate is in my inbox, but so is a note from the nurse practitioner who signed it, saying, "I have issued your absence certificate, but if you are having chest pain, you should attend your nearest emergency department to be assessed." The system works. Sort of. If I were having a heart attack, every minute counts, and 2 hours could be far too long. But at least this one told me to go to hospital. Then we come to the big one. Instant Scripts. Remember, this is the online medical business owned by Wesfarmers, the same company that owns Bunnings, Kmart, Target, Officeworks. Wesfarmers bought Instant Scripts for $135 million mid last year and installed its own leadership, taking over from Instant Scripts founder Dr. Asher Freilich, who had no further involvement with the business and declined to comment for this series.
I said I had a sensation of pain in my chest. I feel like I need the day off work. Should be better tomorrow.
Instant Scripts says its services are overseen by a clinical governance system led by a team of GPs and doctors who have extensive knowledge in their specialised fields.
I filled in the same symptoms. This time I got further filling in the forms and I wrote a sensation of pain in my chest. I feel like I need a day off work. Should be better tomorrow.
Instant Scripts says we take pride in regular reviews of our practices to ensure safety for our patients and doctors. Instant Scripts also says our goal is to provide gold standard in online healthcare and services. The gold standard, they reckon.
The next two were both Instant Scripts. Yeah, it let me keep going and issued me a certificate within minutes of me having signed off and paid. So that was surprising. I checked the doctor who had signed it and they were indeed a registered practitioner and I didn't get any follow-up calls.
Basically, a couple of minutes later, I got an email in my email inbox with my medical certificate.
And that was it?
That was it. Oh, I got the bill as well. I got the invoice. Don't forget to pay.
Yeah. You had your phone number submitted. You had your email address submitted. Clearly, they had it. You received no further suggestions that you should go to the hospital, no further advice at all.
Yes. But I will say the next day, they sent me a generic looking email that said, still feeling unwell. We wanted to check on you and offered me a range of other telehealth consultations, another online medical certificate if I needed it. But I guess if I died of a heart attack that day, probably wouldn't have received the email.
And I go through all the steps as required and it lets me through. And in like literally a couple of minutes, I get a notification in my inbox that I have a certificate signed, paid, thanks. I get the medical certificate, no questions asked or calls made.
We wondered if these doctors were even reading the forms or just hitting approve, approve, approve. So we decided to push it one step further. What happens if we tell them we have chest pain again a week later?
This time I said the reason for my request was took the day off work because I feel a weird pain in my chest. Similar thing happened last week.
Again, a matter of moments later, a PDF certificate in my email ready to go saying I am off for the day from work. I'm not fit for work.
This time I write that I took the day off work because I feel a weird pain in my chest. Similar thing happened last week. And in not too long at all, I get this much more serious feeling email in my inbox telling me that my certificate was declined. They tell me that the nature of my symptoms mean that I should go to my local GP or an emergency department. And I actually didn't realize this. They tried to call me and I missed the call, but it was a private number and they didn't leave a voice message and I couldn't call them back.
All in all, we ordered 8 medical certificates from Instant Scripts saying we had chest pain or recurring chest pain. 7 doctors gave us medical certificates and nothing else. Only one of the doctors told us to go to hospital. It's been reported that before it was sold to Wesfarmers, investors were told that Instant Scripts has about 600,000 Australian users in its database. How often is it that people don't recognise the symptoms of a serious heart condition or even a heart attack?
Unfortunately, it's very common, even when the symptoms are typical.
Professor Gary Jennings is Chief Medical Officer and Interim CEO of the Heart Foundation.
In about 30% of people, the symptoms are not typical, and that makes it even harder and more likely that a few people are going to miss out on getting the urgent care they need. If you are having a heart attack, every minute counts.
If a doctor learns that a patient has chest pain, what is that doctor obliged to do?
Well, our advice is to call 000, that applies to anyone from an untrained observer to a medical professional or other health professional, because really you can't do much on the spot. If it is an impending heart attack, you need to get to an emergency department and get that treatment that's necessary.
How would you describe this kind of medical practice?
It's difficult not to describe this in something along the lines of junk medicine.
7 doctors sent us medical certificates with no advice whatsoever on the chest pain, just a certificate for the day off work. 1 advised us to go to the hospital or get an emergency assessment. What's your reaction to those results?
So chest pain is a medical emergency, and that is incredibly scary.
Dr. Nicole Higgins is the president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
Some of these people who are issuing these certificates, I guess the first question is there a person at the other end? Is there a doctor at the other end? And also, is this doctor a GP? I would think it's very unlikely.
The medical certificates are signed and named with yep. the registration of the doctors on there, but these are all registered doctors, none of them with conditions on their registration.
It's a very dangerous, dangerous model. Did they engage in a conversation? Did they take a history? Any of that no. during the process? Good medicine.
What they did was assess what the patient had put on the form.
But frankly, it's dangerous. It doesn't comply with current standards. They're putting that person, the patient, at significant risk.
What's the worst case scenario?
Death. Is that simple? If you fail to fully assess somebody who presents with chest pain, the risk is death.
Dr. Danielle McMullen is a GP and the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association. What's your response or your reaction to those results?
Look, that's a real concern because obviously I'm sure all of us out there have had a sore chest from time to time, or you might have a cold or a flu, or you might have even fallen over and bruised some ribs and that's what's causing your pain in the chest. Mm. But that's really hard to articulate over an online chat. And so it's why we, as the Australian Medical Association, back up our medical board requirements that really when people have a health issue, there should be either a face-to-face or a telephone or video consultation so that you've got a chance to talk to a doctor or see a doctor. Describe your symptoms. One of our real roles as doctors is to take a history, ask questions, find out what's going on and be that detective to work out, okay, when someone says chest pain, could they be having a heart attack and we really need to do something quickly? Or do they mean they've got some sore ribs and we can help them out with some pain relief and a bit of time off work? That's our job to figure out. That's not the job of patients to have to always know the answer. It's sometimes really hard to know whether you're very sick or just a little bit sick, but that's my job. I'm a GP. I'm here to help and help figure out what's wrong with you and what the best course of action is.
So what is anyone doing about this? Where is the medical regulator? How are these doctors and this massive business getting away with these risky practices in Australia, which prides itself on having one of the world's best health systems? Next time on Doctor's Note, we find out the consequences if a patient does get a day off work when what they might really need is an ambulance. And the chair of the medical board, Australia's health minister and Wesfarmers, all respond to our findings. Check your briefing feed tomorrow morning from 6 to hear the final episode of Doctor's Note. I'm Bension Siebert. Catch you then.
Listener.